bakery.
There's a special dinim in regards to Pas Yisrael. The question was brought up already at the conference, and the question was left a little bit ambiguous as to what the OU policy is regarding what we're being semich on at a Jewish-owned bakery in terms of it being Pas Palta. So the question really begins with the Shita Satur, number one item over here. The Torah really has two dinim that he's going to bring that are just a little bit of a surprise, a little bit of a chiddush. The Torah says, this is in Kufi Beis, Ve'im la'atira afilu b'makar shenahagu ela b'pashal oivik ha'chavim v'oysa en la'heter al yidei chitu yishyechati Yisrael b'kachalim. Pas Palter doesn't, if you want to make it into Pas Yisrael, it doesn't have a heter if a yid does chitui or shkira satana for that matter. If a yid lights the fire, it'll still be Pas Palter. Okay, ki eini surai mishum bishul, because the yisur of Pas Palter isn't because of the bishul. There's nothing wrong with the cooking per se. El mishum a pas atzmai. The problem is with the bread itself. Aval Pasha Yisrael. Okay, so that's all by Goyisha bread. So Goyisha bread is Pas Palter. Even if a yid comes along and lights the fire, it's still Pas Palter. And if you don't eat Pas Palter, you can't eat it. Aval Pasha Yisrael Shafu Avikachavim Hu Bechlal Iser Shlokais. But Pas that belongs to a yid that was baked by Goy, that's a different Iser. That's Iser Shlokais. Uba Oisel Lenogu Heter B'Shumakon. There's no Heter on that. And referring to this is what we say, Gimel Melachos Bepas, that it helps if you light the fire. Okay, we're putting the bread in the fire. So the Torah says really over here two halachas, we'll see if they're connected or not, but the main point he says over here is, first of all, if it's passive a guy, it doesn't help if the yid does shkira satanar. Shkira satanar only helps for pas yisra, for a pas that belongs to a yid that's going to be baked by a guy. Then I could do one of the three malachas and I can make a mutter. Now Shulchan Aruch does not pass in this first din of the tour. So if you have pas that belongs to a guy and the yid does shkira satanar, we pass in that it is mutter, that it is pas yisrael. That's clear in the whole Kufi Beis in the Shulchan Aruch. We don't go like this first halacha of the tour. What about the second halacha of the tour regarding if it's a pas that belongs to a yid but it was baked by a guy? So that the Shulchan Aruch says in Kufi Beis Sif Yud Aleph, Pas Yisrael Shafay V'Chavim B'Lo Chiti Yisrael B'Lo Kisim is Aser. So he says it's Aser. It's not immediately clear what does he mean by Aser. Does Aser mean it's like Pas Akum, that's Aser? Or does he mean that it's Aser, that it's like Bishul Akum? Because Pas Akum has certain heterim to it. If you go 3 days without bread, so then it's, you're allowed to eat Pas Akum, and if a guy brings you, he eats it, and he comes to your table, and he has it. So there's certain kulas that we allow for Pas Akum, which we never allow for Bishul Akum. So the question is, what is the Shulchan Aruch mean? It's not very clear. He just says it's Aser. He doesn't tell you what type of Iser it has. But the Taz writes over here, this is right on this halacha, Pas Yisrael, B'zeh yesh lo din shlokas, and this k'besivu k'yalef, k'fi gimel, k'im pasak ator. So the Taz references back to the Torah and says that when the Shulchan Aruch said that it's Aser, he meant that it's the Iser of Bishul Akum. Again, whether the Shulchan Aruch really meant that or not is not clear, but that's how the Taz understood, that if it's passes that belongs to a yid that's baked by a guy, it's going to be the Yisra Bishul Akum. Okay, so now just the Aruch HaShulchan over here, someone discussed a little bit this Aruch HaShulchan Shita. First, this next item over here, there's two little paragraphs. The first paragraph he explains a little bit, he says, Dod Dehalisha V'Haricha Lav Klomhu. Okay, we paskin that doesn't matter who does the aricha and the lisha, who made the dough, who shaped the dough. Im Afa Yisrael, if it was baked by Yid, Afsha Akum Losha Yisav Archai Mutter. It all goes after whoever baked it. If it's baked by Yid, it's Mutter. Lahepach, it's Aser. It doesn't matter if the Yid did the Aricha and Elisha, if the guy bakes it, it'll be Aser. Doesn't matter who the bread belongs to, whether it belongs to the Yid or it belongs to a guy. We go completely by the baking, not by the Aricha and the Elisha. Okay? The gzeira haisa ala fiyasai, right? The whole gzeira of pas is all on whoever bakes it. The chenis kimu gedol achreinim, the shach, and the prichadash. And that's how Shulchan Aruch, and really it's clear for that the Shulchan Aruch is going like that. And all the paiskim seem to go like that. Nobody mentions who does the aricha or the lisha. Chen v'chem avur mitok divir rebeseinu bali Shulchan Aruch b'kol simen zeh. That's the clear halacha. But the yesh migdoli rishonim shachol guzel l'shtei gzeiris. However, there were Rishayim, and he's going to be referring to the Tur, who split this up into two different gezeiros. Kshapas shayech li Yisrael, if the pas belongs to the Yid, they say, right, the Tur says, Ein ba Yisr mishum chasnos, elam ne bishalakum. Lefikach achre shir pas yesh li shev aricha, hafil lo asam Yisrael, mutra pas, achre shir pas yesh li shev aricha. Okay, so if the problem is Bishala, if the problem is Achresha Bapas Yesh Lisha Varicha, Afil Lo Osam Yisrael Mutter Hapas. No, he said Mutter Pas. I'm sure he means should say Osar Pas. Avo Bapashalahem, the Shaykh Bishop Chasnos, Afilu Ofa Yisrael, if the Yid bakes it, Ima'akum loshu v'archu u'menu loichim osir. Im loshu Yisrael bitel arichasa v'asau al tmuna acheres. So Kitzer, if it's a goyish bread and the goy made it into whatever form, he did the alisha, he did the aricha, he says the yid would have to be mevatel it, he'd have to squish it back to be a dough again, he'd have to reform it according to the Tur, because it doesn't help if you bake it. The baking, according to the Tur, doesn't make a difference. The ikar is whoever made the dough. See, the yid would have to remake the dough, and then he would have to bake it, or the goy would bake it, and then it would either then, if the yid bakes it, would be pas Yisrael. If the goy would bake it, it would be pas palter, or pas akum if it's a balbayis. But if it's a Jewish bakery, according to the Torah, then it wouldn't matter, if it's a Jewish owned bread, it wouldn't matter who does the aricha or the lisha, it would matter who does the baking. Okay? He brings us the Ran. Okay, we got me a tour mash McCain. She cuts the pita nasa filo off Yisrael. I have a kol a paiskim ein seven came. So says the Rosh Hashanah, we're not knowing like this. So all these chilukim of the lisha and the aricha and the doesn't make a difference. It all goes after a fear. Okay. Then there's another Rosh Hashanah. There's a few sifim later. He writes, he's going on this Taz that we just quoted above. He says, I am Taz. If comes Zion, she cuts the pas Yisrael. Yesh lo din shalom. Okay, so that's the tour. I am sham. This is the Tzarchian, Tikvar Nizbayer in Sif Yud. Okay, that was the earlier one. Tolokai Malon Katur, Ayin Sham, Mukumar Shukasav, Noah Shach, Sif Kanal. He understands that this Taz is Lashita Satur, but we don't pass it like the Tur. So therefore, we don't pass it like this Taz. There is no Isser Shlokas over here. The whole halacha is Batal Mavotal. Okay? Even if you have a Jewish owned bakery that's baked by a guy, there's no Isser Shlokas on it. It would only be pas Akum, pas Palter, pas whatever it would be, but there's no special din of Shlokas. Okay. So let's just understand this Aruch HaShulchan. What exactly is going on? I saw in this Sefer over here, he didn't understand the Aruch HaShulchan. He brings the Aruch HaShulchan, he says, I understand. These are two different halachas that the Torah brings. The Torah is discussing if you have a goyish dough, that it goes after the Aricha and the Lisha. Okay, so we don't pass it like that. But what does that have to do with the second halacha that he brings? The second halacha is that if it belongs to a Yid, then it becomes Bishalachim. Where do we see that we don't pass it like that? If anything, Shulchan Aruch is mashma that we do. We say Pashi Yisrael, Shafa Yukavim, Lachit Yisrael, Lachit Yisrael. Now again, it's not necessarily clear what the Shulchan Aruch meant, but where do we see that we don't pass it like the Torah, Lagabi, that which he said that it's Shlokas? So I was thinking, what the Aruch HaShulchan means is that the Tur, these two halachas aren't just, it happens to be that he holds that by the guy it goes by the Aricha and the Lisha, and by the Yid it goes by the Afiyah. They're really, it's really one halacha, and they really go together, because what we're saying over here, if you look back at the Tur, really what we're saying is that if you have, there is no Isser of Bishul, call it, right, that's really the same. There's no Isser Bishul by Goyish bread. The only question is, whom did the Aricha and the Lisha? They weren't, like he writes, right? Ki There's a problem in the bread itself, in the ownership, in the making of. That's the problem. It's not a problem in the bishul. It's not a or a fia bishul over here. It's not a problem in who bakes it. It means he understands that pas palter is not a bishul dikadin. We don't pass like that though. We hold that pas palter is a bishul dikadin. Right, we hold. Therefore, it doesn't go after the aricha and lisha. It all goes after the afia. That means we hold that pas palter is a bishul dikadin, like everything else. So then, it should be the same din then as if he yid. Once it's a bishul dikadin, so then it should also be bishul akum by the palter, just like it is. He understood that. Because it's not a bishul dikadin, that's why there's a kula of pas palter, pas akum. Because it's not a din in the bishul, it's all a din in the afia. In the aricha, the lisha. It's not a din in the afia at all. So therefore, he's able to make up this chiluk that it, whenever it's a din in the bishul, it's going to be bishul akum. There's only one din of bishul akum. There's a new din that they have by pas, which has nothing to do with bishul. Has to do with aricha, the lisha. That's how the Torah understood over here. But we don't pass it like that. Like we see from all the Echaritim, that's what the Aruch Hashulchan is pointing out. We hold everything's always totally in the Bishul. There's no such thing as a Richa and Lisha. So then, if so, then the heter of Pas Palter should apply by Pas by Pas Yisrael as well. If a Yid was baked by a Goy, Goyish Palter should have that same din. There's no svara to be mechalik between the two anymore. Why should one be any different than the other? Now the truth is that there's really a machlokes rishayim. I mean, so in the same, for also he brings that it's not just das atur that holds this way. There's many rishayim that he brings. It's really from the gainim already. This iser, this chumra we'll call it of asering the pas yisrael that was baked by the guy. Is totally in ready. He brings from Das Gainim. He brings an Orchosh, Isav Heter. Okay, the I didn't print it on the sheet there, but I have another paper here. He brings here this Isav Heter Sharmem Dalas in the test. He writes Kosser Chuvas Hagoin Fedavka Pashal Kanani Shafa Kanani Hitiru Aval Lisasu Shisol Shafa Kanani Mitchil Vatsoif Shal Zarki Sol Kisim Betanor Shal Chita Gacholim Kol Pasaser. I feel b'yevid. Bishul Bishul Kanani. Okay, so this Hatter quotes it from Das Agoyin. There was a Goyin that held this way that there's an Isser of Pas of Bishul Akum, we'll call it on bread. So it's a Torah is not a Das Yochid. Others bring it, quotes other Rishonim that quote this as well from the Goyinim. Sharidura quotes it. And other, okay, so there was such a Shita out there. But this Lechayr is totally in the Machlaikis of what were the Geizera. There's another Isser of Hatter which I think contradicts this Das Hagoyin that he quotes. It's really also Das Taisus also holds now. You see, holds not like this. This is in Sharmem Gimel in Hilchos Bishul Akum. He brings. He's talking about motion. He says motion is not a problem of Bishul Akum, and he says even though Ishan smoking.
That's the old tune.
What?
That's the old tune.
The tuna is based on that it's steaming is like it's like so if you have ishun it's not it's he says va'afal peter perklal gadol v'yushalmi chayshev mashin bechlal oifeh, even though it's included in the av malach of oifeh, so it's l'gabi Shabbos it would be the same. So I'm cooking it, so why should it not be included in bishul akum? He says no, mikol makom l'gabi bishul in yehudi l'gazu shehei mashin kebishul kemoish l'gazu b'malicha, just like we weren't gozer malicha. Okay, Malicha is not exactly isn't an av malacha, but okay, you see, he's just showing not every form of cooking did they necessarily include. And then he says the afilu afia lohaya bchalal bishul, afia also isn't included in the isra bishul. Midi itzrich ligzer al pas afu bishenesek har shlokus who bishul kanani koydem lazahar bekid israel. They had to come up with another gzeira of afia. So now if afia was already osur mishum bishul akum. And that's how some one will understand this tour, these goyim, that really the Isser Afia was included already in the original Isser of Bishul Akum. They included bread as well in that gezerah. Because Afia was included in the Isser of Bishul Akum, just that they made a temp. They didn't want to aser wherever it's going to be chayin nefesh. They did aser, so therefore they left the heter of pas palter. So if you understand like that, so then this event doesn't make sense. What do you mean they weren't geyser on afia by bishul? They were. They made an exception. They made an exception. Chai Nefesh. But you see, Baker, they were Goyzer and Afia. Mishum Bishalakum. This is a matter is clearly saying that no, we weren't Geyser and Afia, means all Afia, all by Yidin, by Goyim. It was a later Gzeira. And that's what Taisus also speaks out, the Taisus of Adazar Lam Zayin. He says that the Gemara had a Havamina that Bishlakim was Daraisa. Gemara brings a Pasuk from from Moshe Rabbeinu when they were going through the Eretz Moav, they offered to, so from the Pesukim over there, which are Mashma, that they wanted a little darshif there, that Bishalak, even though the Gemara says no, it's just a smachta, it's not referring to that, but you see that it's a Gzeira Kamainis. Obviously it was such an old Gzeira nobody even remembers, they thought maybe he was a Daraisa. At the Loit Nigzera Imma Pass. Okay, then he says Vishlok is Yidnani Tavshil Ken Mashma Bach Shmaisa Ubitchila Gazru Allah Mitam Chasnos Fala Pass Loi Gazru Mishum Loi Shaykh Be Chasnos Kokach. They weren't Gazru on Pass. Doesn't matter, Pass Yisrael, Pass of a Goy, Pass of... They weren't Gazru on Pass at all. Taisa says because it's not as much an Indian of Chasnos as Bishal is. Okay, I'm not sure whatever the reason for that is, but okay, but bread is not, so if you hold like Taisus, he points this out also, that they're, like these Rishonim, they hold the pass is not included in, is not as much, doesn't reach the same level of Chasnos, so then if it's a pass of Yisrael, it wouldn't have been included in the original Gzeira of Bishalakum either. In order to ask it in the original day, you have to say Afia, they asked it everything. And just Al Chayi Nefesh, they bring, which is something you should learn that way, that it was a special heter dispensation, Al Chayi Nefesh. But you see, it's a machlaikis, clearly a machlaikis Rishayim. Okay, so that's all. So that's the first issue over here, is that the Aruch HaShulchan clearly takes the position that this halacha doesn't apply anymore. The Tur, the Gainim, okay, they had such a... The word Shitas Rishayim, they held this way, but we paskin that just like it doesn't go after the Afia, the Aricha and the Lisha, so to once it's all totally in the Bishul, and we see that Bishul already is... there is a heter of Pas Palter, even though it's totally in the Bishul, so therefore there's no... Even if a Yid... Here, if it belongs to a Yid, it would be the same thing. There would be no difference. There would be no svara to mechalik between them. Ramosha has a different mahalak. He's going. Ramosha is discussing. Even if you accept the tour, and we assume that there is an iser of bishul akum and pas, still Ramosha wants to be mekel. It's interesting. He doesn't even reference the Aruch HaShulchan. I know they say Ramosha was very much soimach on the Aruch HaShulchan in Psak. I would have thought he would have started off and said, first of all, the whole thing isn't Negeya, because the Aruch HaShulchan said we don't pass it like this to her. It could be he didn't write it, but that's what he has in mind when he references this to the tour, this is a Shita Satur. It could be he means this is a Shita we don't really even hold like, but he wanted to be Machmer like it. Okay, could be that's what Ramosha meant. He calls it Bechidish, you know, he seems to not be so happy with this opinion of the Torah to begin with. Okay, but then the second paragraph really is where he writes the Hatter of Jesus. He came established commercial Armin and Shayaf Shashi Yisrael Life Limkor Vilichashev Deichik with him the Harbi Pamulim is Damon Zekokach, which are list for Pilum Nami Efshe Lim is Damon like Pilum Yisraelim Lafais. He says, anytime there's going to be a day, the reason why we were Makel on bread is going with the opinion that it's Alzchei Nefesh, that they were Makel. Because it would be difficult to get bread to eat. So he says, if you have a Jewish baker who has many employees and he's going to have to hire only Yidden, it's going to be hard for him to find people to work for him. And therefore, he says, the same svar of Chayi Nefesh would apply to a Jewish-owned bakery that has to hire non-Jewish employees as it would to regular paspalter. That's Ramesh's main svar. And he writes very strongly at the end of it. He says, the Yeshlan is the third to last line. He says, Yeshlan niya saiti lismach al zelamaisa. You know, I don't know how often times Ramosha writes, he's writing here. He's telling you lemaisa. But he tells you here, even though one might be mefakfik, when I'm writing, he says, Yeshlan niya lismach al zelamaisa, kivit shayf inacha, leka shum tam al divrei atur. He says, if you don't explain like I did, there's no other way to understand that shita. Okay, fine. I saw in the Chalkas Bin Yamin, he questions whether the Mechaber even holds like the tour. The Mechaber, we brought over here in Kufi Bay Sifir Aleph, right? It's a little bit ambiguous. Okay, so Pashas, you'd say, like the Taz. I mean, he's quoting it from the tour, so from the stomach, he means whatever the tour, even though he didn't use the Lashon of Isser Shlokas. The stomach meant Isser Shlokas, why not? I mean, if the tour said it and he brings it, maybe the stomach, that's what he means. But the Chalkas Bin Yamin points out that, I saw others point this out also, he also brings it, but in a different way, that if you, Kuf Yud Gimel, the second to bottom line over here, the second to bottom paragraph, the Torah Kuf Yud Gimel talks about the Panada Shal Oivei Kochavim Shafa Oivei Kochavim Asura. That's lush in the way the Torah says it. If it's a Panada, which is a dough, it's a knish, so it's made of a dough, and it has baked inside of it meat or shuman or something inside of it. So if it belongs to a guy and it was baked by a guy, it's aser. I feel mishinayik hetter bepashal chavim shashuman eser kashuv ben mishum bishalakum. Okay, eser bishalakum won't be aser else pass because it tour l'shitasai. It's owned by, belongs to a guy, so it's pass. So and therefore it'll be pass palter. If it's baked by a guy, it'll be pass palter or pass akum, and then you have the hetter for the. In certain cases, the Beis Yosef over there writes, "Mashakasev b'sifri Rabbeinu panada shal goy toy seferu the mayor yishal goy afilu mishal Yisrael nami aser the habishul goyim afilu midi Yisrael aser." What do you have? What does he? What does the tour have to say that it's a pas shal goy shafol goy? Just say pas shafol goy is aser al spishalakum. What does he need this for? So the Taz is very upset at this. What do you mean? What does he need? The Bachos also. What do you mean? This is a tour l'shitasai. He has to say that. Otherwise, the pas would be aser anyways, because it would be aser al bishalakum on the bread. He has to say that the pas belongs to a guy in order to explain that the only iser over here is because of the bishalakum on the meat. So Chalkas Bin Yamin wants to take this as a shtickle raya from the. And the Shulchan Aruch Taka, when he brings this in Kuf Yud Gimel, by the Pnada, he leaves out that Pnada shall. Akum. He just says Panada Shafa Avicham is Aser because it's Bishal Akum. So the Chalkas Bin Yamin was Medayik from this. You see that the Shulchan Aruch didn't hold really of the tour. Okay, I mean, still it's a kasha on the Beis Yosef. Why is he being matmi on the tour? This is a tour l'shitasai. But you see that it obviously wasn't something that the Shulchan Aruch was taking so seriously that he had to, that to the point where he, when the tour writes that, he's like, well, what are you talking about? Well, if something that was, you know, if he held of it, it would have been obvious why the tour had written that lashon. So, okay, it's okay, questionable whether the Shulchan Aruch really passed it like this. You see, the Aruch HaShulchan didn't pass it like this. Ramesha says that if you have Goyish workers, then it doesn't apply. Just one other thing I saw in the Sefer Bishul Yisrael, he takes one more approach, which he says, well, who owns the bakery? If it's owned by, maybe Presky help us over here with this, Shiloh. If the bakery is owned by from a Yidden, so you Ruba the times is probably going to be Pas Yisrael bakery anyways. You know, if he's talking about your Reisman cookies and things, it's probably a Pas Yisrael type of bakery. If it's not owned, okay. There might be. I just want to know for you how many cases. Yeah, okay. If the owners are Mechalel Shabbos, so he wants to say that it shouldn't apply, because we should don on them. They should have, we say Dina Ka'akum. She should have the same din like Pasakum.
The other way.
He wants to go cool on them. So he takes the cool. So you see, we should be able to make on them. So he says, so it should only come out. We're talking about somebody who is a Frumi baker, Shemesh Shabbos baker, that's not making Pas Yisrael. So you could tell, you probably do have such bakeries, but it's probably a mute of the places. Yeah, no, I'm saying, anyways, we're make old. I'm just. Even in if one limit to what here is actually the Shaila Negea to, it's really not very, it doesn't come up all that often. There might be one or two such bakeries. We have a Shemesh Shabbos who's not making Pas Yisrael, but yeah, but Ramesh, what? No, this is a Sefer Bishul Yisrael. No, it's not. It's a Goldschmidt. I don't know who he is. Tuvia Yosef Goldschmidt. He has a populum on Bishul Yisrael. Okay, shkach.